Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
And in today's lesson, we're going to be talking about our news digest, you know, English Digest,、news digest.、
Right.
So we're using the word digest here, which is kind of like a small book. And we're going to be talking about、the refugee crisis in Europe that is going on. Of course,、we are pre-recording this program, so hopefully by now this problem has been taken care of, especially becauseIt's winter in Europe right now, and even though those refugees are coming from Syria, it can still get really cold in the Mediterranean Sea this time of year.
Well, and the refugees are rushing into some of these countries, especially Germany. They're going to be cold because some、of the temporary housing they've set up for them is just like a tent, guys.、
Yeah.
So it's really hard. I think we're going to have to be dealing with the refugee crisis for years to come, unfortunately.
Yep. What's with the Middle East there? They just、are constantly fighting there over their holy lands and stuff like that.
But, I wish they could get along.
I do too. And I kind of wish they'd、start heading over to Russia because that's a pretty big country and let the Russians take care of something、like that. But, you know, if I were a Syrian refugee and I had to leave my country, I would rather go to Europe there. They got great cheese and great cake and stuff like that.
They're going there for the welfare, which the government gives people money、for free. So they're trying to get some help that way.、I wish that、we could just help them stay in their own country by、making their country a little bit safer, at least in some areas.
You know? I'm sure they'd rather stay there. That's the, you know, their、roots. That's where they're from. They'd rather be there, of course. But、unfortunately, that war in Syria has been going on, and the refugees continue to flow from Syria toward Europe. Let's find out what Europe is going to do to confront this problem. Let's read the entire contents of our lesson right now.
The Syrian refugee crisis has been a cause for concern for Europe over the past few months.Germany has been trying to lead the European Union, EU, countries' response, and in September 2015 announced that more than 6 billion euros would be spent to aid the refugees. The money was used to find houses for 800,000 refugees who hoped to settle in Germany. This number only represents a fraction of the refugees who have fled Syria and other parts of the Middle East in the last few years.Many are escaping from the ongoing Syrian civil war, a conflict made even worse by the involvement of the Islamic State, IS. Millions of people have lost their homes and family members in the fighting. The refugees are seeking new lives in Europe and have traveled north through Turkey and other countries in such overwhelming numbers that the EU finds it almost impossible to resolve the crisis.Both Austria and Hungary have closed their borders to stop people from entering, while Italy and Greece are struggling to deal with boatloads of refugees from Syria and Africa. Moreover, Germany itself has been forced to set a limit on the number of people it can accommodate and has urged other EU countries to do their part. This has met with opposition.Not only from other countries, but also from political groups within Germany who don't want to let the refugees in. The various governments also have to manage conflicts between their own citizens and the refugees. Many local people fear that they will lose their jobs or that government money will be spent on foreigners' needs instead of locals. Others are concerned about the Islamization of Europe.The Syrian refugee crisis is a severe global challenge, one that the EU in particular is likely to face for years to come.
Okay, let's talk about the content of today's lesson in our News Digest unit. The title is Europe Confronts the Syrian Refugee Crisis.If you confront something, you come face to face with a problem in order to solve that problem. So, for example, I could say, in the office, there's a big problem between Steve and Mike. Steve needs to confront Mike about all the terrible things he's doing in the office. He needs to have a discussion with him and solve this problem. And this is what Europe needs to do. They need to face this problem and they need to come up with some solutions. And the problem is the Syrian refugee crisis. Something having to do with the country Syria is Syrian. And a refugee, of course, is somebody who has been forced to leave their country because of a war or maybe because of some natural disaster. In this case, it's because of a war, a civil war. They're leaving the country because they don't want to get killed.
Yeah. Well, I understand that. You know, people want to be able to live and have a life. So a lot of them are leaving because Syria is a mess right now. This is the refugee crisis has been a cause for concern for Europe over the past few months. I think it's going to be a concern for a while. If you have a concern, it means there's something that's bothering you. There's a reason for you to feel anxious or worried about something. So there is cause for concern. There's a reason why people are feeling anxious and worried. And Europe's going to continue to have to battle this problem because the Middle East is close enough for them to just come through the borders, usually of Hungary or Austria, and then come in. But some of these countries have had it with the refugees and they've closed their borders saying you're not welcome anymore.
Indeed. And some of those refugees might end up across the Atlantic in Canada and the United States as well. But of course, Europe is closer here and it's caused for concern for Europe and other countries. Germany has been trying to lead the European Union or the EU countries' response. And in September 2015, they announced that more than 6 billion euros would be spent to aid the refugees. Isn't that nice of them? This, of course, is Germany. Other countries might not be so willing to help out. They've got their own problems.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Spain, of course, and Greece and Italy, they've got their economic problems. But Germany always seems to be very stable in Europe. So they're thinking, well, you know, we got to help out these people. So they're leading the response of those countries in the EU. And they are going to spend a lot of money there, 6 billion euros. They're spending that money to aid or assist or help the refugees.
They are. Well, they've got this money that they've got to spend because when you have refugees coming in, they have nothing. They have no food. They have the clothes that they're wearing. They don't have lots of, you know, luggage they're bringing with them. They're really fleeing, which means to escape from a place quickly because of danger typically. So they're going to have to use the money to find houses. They're not really houses, though. They're trying to set up temporary shelter. But as Tom mentioned, it's winter time, so it's kind of a tough time to be outside in Germany. It snows there. It's very cold, and they're in the mountains. So we hope that they can find some houses eventually for them. But they've got 800,000 refugees who are hoping to settle in Germany. If you settle in an area, you put down roots, you get a house, you get a job. You know, you start a life in a particular area.
Settle can also mean you kind of resolve problems, like they had a meeting to settle their differences in order to reach some kind of agreement. But in this case, as you said, they just kind of live there and they start a new life there to settle in Germany. Lots of people settled in North America about 200 or 300 years ago. They settled there moving from Europe, mostly. Now, This number, in the next paragraph here, it says, this number only represents a fraction of the refugees who have fled Syria and other parts of the Middle East in the last few years. So this is a number of the refugees, but 800,000, that sounds like a lot.
Yeah.
But here it says it only represents a fraction of the refugees. To represent just means to stand for. Okay. And here a fraction, of course, that's in mathematics, just a smaller portion or a smaller part of something. Fractions are like 1/3, 1/4, 1/5, etc. Those are fractions. And yes, there are a lot more refugees and they have fled or they have left Syria. If you flee, that means you leave someplace quickly because of maybe some kind of danger or something like that. And fled here is the past tense of flee, F-L-E-E.
Many are escaping. escaping from this ongoing Syrian civil war. Something's ongoing, it's continuing. And a civil war means a country's citizens are actually fighting each other for control of the country. America had its own civil war in the 1860s because of slavery. The North fought the Southern states because they didn't want the African Americans to be slaves anymore. And that war was settled when the North won. Well, we're calling this a conflict, this civil war. It's a conflict that's been made worse by the involvement of a group that we're calling ISIS, particularly, ISIS. They're a group of terrorists, and they're horrible and cruel. And they've been torturing and killing people in Syria while this civil war has been ongoing. So they're another problem. A conflict is when you have a really serious disagreement with somebody. It could be an argument. And usually conflict is used when this just goes on for a while. So maybe there's someone at work that you just don't get along with and you just don't think you're ever going to like them. You might have an ongoing conflict with them.
Yeah, there's an ongoing conflict in the Middle East. Palestinians and Israelis are constantly at each other's throats. And ISIS, as it's called, ISIS, or Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, we're talking about their involvement, which means they've kind of taken over. They've gotten involved in this war. They weren't there a couple of years ago. They kind of appeared out of nowhere, and now they're a big problem, and they are involved, or they have involvement in Syria there. Now, millions of people have lost their homes and family members in the fighting. So, yes, because of this civil war, we've got all sorts of factions there, all sorts of different people. We don't even know whose side to be on.
Yeah.
And, of course, people as a result have lost their homes. They've been blown up or taken over by these various groups, the rebels, ISIS, the Russians are there, the Americans are there. And my goodness, everybody's getting involved there. And they've also lost family members, which means they've lost people. They've died as a result of the fighting. Now, The refugees are seeking new lives in Europe and have traveled north through Turkey and other countries in such overwhelming numbers that the EU finds it almost impossible to resolve the crisis. And if something's overwhelming, that means it is very great in amount and so much so that you can't really handle it. I was really overwhelmed when I first came to Taipei. It's a crazy place. There's lots of activity. And it was some time before I got used to it. It was so overwhelming. And these are overwhelming numbers. The EU, that's going to be very difficult for them to resolve the crisis.
Yeah, if you resolve something, guys, you figure out a way to solve a problem. You find a solution to a problem. It could be an argument that's going on, or maybe just some dispute. Here we're talking about this civil war and the conflict in general that's happening in Syria, the country itself. Right now, guys, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今天我们要看的主题呢是叙利亚的难民危机。首先我们看到在过去几个月大家一定都听到了许多跟叙利亚难民危机相关的消息。在第一段的第二个句子提到 Germany has been trying to lead the European Union EU countries response.And in September 2015, announced that more than 6 billion euro would be spent to aid the refugees. 在这里提到呢，德国其实一直尝试的要主导欧盟国家的响应。在这里的主导跟引导就可以使用的动词是 lead。于是在2015年的9月他们宣布了会花费超过60亿的欧元来援助这些难民。在这里我们可以来看一下这里的动词 announce 就是有宣布发布的意思。我们常常看到 announce 后面会用 that 来加子句，说的呢就是宣布的内容。举个例子来说，投票完毕了，主席宣布了结果，那我们就可以说 the vote was completed, the chairman announced the result。在这里的 announce 后面直接加的是名词。 在第二段里面提到呢，其实看到这么多的难民，他们到底是从哪里来的呢？有一些是从叙利亚的内战所逃脱出来的。在第二段的第二个句子提到 Many are escaping from the ongoing Syrian civil war, a conflict made even worse by the involvement of the Islamic State, IS. 在这里提到的就是呢 Syrian civil war. 前面有一个形容词Ongoing 指的就是持续的、不间断的，而后面呢，再补充说明这样子的内战 ，a conflict made even worse 是一样的冲突，而正是因为呢，伊斯兰国的介入而变得更糟糕。Conflict 在这里当作名词，解释成为冲突的意思。举个例子来说。The issue provoked conflicts between the press and the police. 指的呢，就是这个议题引发了新闻界跟警方的冲突。而后面的名词 involvement 也就是有参与跟卷入的意思。同样一段，最后面的句子写着 The refugees are seeking new lives in Europe and have traveled north through Turkey and other countries in such overwhelming numbers that the EU finds it almost impossible to resolve the crisis.这里提到呢，这些难民是以压倒性的人数，他们想要在欧洲谋求新生活。在这里有个形容词 overwhelming， 解释成为难以忍受的、不可抗拒的。我们常常听到大家提到的压倒性的多数，在英文里面就可以说 an overwhelming majority。而数字是如此之多，以至于呢，欧盟发现几乎是不可能来解决这个危机了。在这里有个句型 ，such 加上名词，然后 that 再加上子句，就是有如此怎么样，以至于如何的意思。而要解决危机，英文就可以说 resolve the crisis， 而消除疑虑，你也可以用这个动词来说 resolve the doubts。
We're going to take a short break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue with our lesson. We left off talking about where these refugees are going. They're on their way to Europe, but they're traveling north through Turkey, and I guess they're also going through Greece. They don't want to stay in Greece. Greece is a big mess.
They have no money either.
They don't have any money, and there's no kind of welfare state there.
No.
Well, there is, but it's bankrupt.
No, yeah.
So they're going to continue on to Germany, and, well, both Austria and Hungary have closed their borders to stop people from entering, while Italy and Greece are struggling to deal with boatloads of refugees from Syria and Africa. So, yeah, Hungary, they don't want them. And the Austrians, well, I don't blame them either. If they let in all those refugees, they might try to camp out in the Vienna Opera House or something like that and ruin it. And ticket prices will go down and you'll never be able to see an opera there again.
That's right. When you're talking about a country's borders, you're talking about the line that separates one country from another country.A lot of times the line is invisible, as you know. But lately, we've had so many illegal aliens come into our countries. These refugees are a little different because they're fleeing tragic circumstances, right? But a lot of people who don't want to stay in their own countries and want to go somewhere where the economy seems to be better, they cross over a border from their country into another country, and they weren't invited. They have no passports.Or no visa to stay, but they're crossing the border. But like we said, a lot of borders you can't even see. But nowadays, it seems like more countries are building fences and things that will keep people out.
Indeed. And Italy and Greece, of course, are struggling to deal with boatloads of refugees.From Syria and also from Africa.
Yeah.
There's still refugees coming up from Libya and from other countries further down. A boatload, of course, is a boat that is full of people. You can use load to talk about all sorts of things. There's a busload of students coming down on a field trip from Taipei.
And nowadays, boatload is actually slang. We'll say things like, I've got a boatload of work to do. I got a boatload of homework, which just means you have a ton of homework to do.
It certainly means that. And moreover, or in addition, Germany itself has been forced to set a limit on the numbers of people it can accommodate and has urged other EU countries to do their part. So remember, Germany has offered some money there, 800,000 euros, but even they have to set a limit on the number of people that it can take care of. If you set a limit on, that means you just have this number and you just won't go over that number. So maybe they'll let in a certain number of people each day, but no more than that. They're counting them as they cross the border, and when they get to the certain number, they close the gate. Sorry, you got to wait till tomorrow.
Yeah. If you accommodate somebody, you do something that helps their situation. It might be providing them with a room to sleep in, you know, and some food. So sometimes we talk about accommodations. Oh, where are your accommodations? And that would refer to your hotel and where you're eating to. But it also means that you do something that makes somebody happy. Maybe they want you to help them with something, and or maybe you want to meet with your teacher and she wants to accommodate you and meet with you too, but she has a busy schedule, but she'll fit you in. So she's accommodating. She's helpful in trying to assist you.
Indeed. And also, Germany is urging other EU countries to do their part. If you do your part, you do what you're supposed to do. You have part of the responsibility, so you should do it too. So Germany is urging France and maybe England and Belgium and other countries. Hey, you guys got to do your part too. You know, we can't take care of this problem by ourselves. You guys need to pitch in and contribute to the problem, or at least contribute to solving the problem.
Right. Well, of course, this is met with opposition. Opposition is resistance or people expressing unhappiness with what's going on. They're not happy with all the refugees that are coming in. And I read recently they're getting more of these Nazi groups popping up in Germany.
Watch out for that.
Yeah, Nazis, of course, believe that Germans are pure and there shouldn't be other ethnicities coming in, other, you know, colors and nations and stuff. So it's a mess. And I can see Germany starting to have some problems this way, too.
Right. So, of course, they've met with opposition. No, we don't want all those refugees coming in. We're going to lose our jobs and the streets are going to be crowded. It will be more difficult to find a parking space.
Well, they're mostly afraid it will change their culture.
True. Yeah. The food will change. The menu will change. And the architecture might change. And indeed, they don't want to let those refugees in. Okay, well, the various governments also have to manage conflicts between their own citizens and the refugees. So it's one thing to let all those refugees in. It's another to make sure that they don't cause problems.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's not 100% their fault, but there's going to be problems, maybe communication problems. They're not going to, of course, they're not going to know German right away. And so they need to manage these conflicts or take care of those conflicts between their own citizens and the refugees. Your citizen, of course, is a person who lives in a country. And then you get the refugees, and they're probably going to have some conflicts and misunderstandings and disagreements. It's going to be kind of messy.
Yeah, it's not going to be easy. They're already having problems with the refugee camps that they've set up, with people being abused, women being raped. It's kind of going to be a mess for a while. I'm not laughing because it's funny. I'm laughing because it's sad. Mm. It's really hard. Of course, the U.S. is taking in some as well, and we're furnishing a lot of money, as is Canada, just in case you were interested. But it's kind of a worldwide problem. I hope that most countries can pitch in. Pitch in means to do a part, help out as much as you can, pitch in and help. Others are concerned about the Islamization of Europe. Tom was telling me he looked this up. It's not actually a word in the dictionary yet. But
not in my dictionary, at least.
You'll see it soon because there are a lot of people from the Middle East who are leaving their home countries and moving to other countries because of problems. Or maybe they just want a better chance at having success economically, so they're leaving. Islam is the religion that these folks practice, and it's very different from the Christian religions that you'll find in Europe and North America as well.
Right, so they're getting more and more Islamists, or Muslims as they're called, in Europe. And Europe, as you said, is mostly Christian, although a lot of Europe is also very secular. A lot of people there don't actually
believe. Oh, but we're not talking about that, just that, though. It's the Sharia law.
That, true. Yeah, coming from that religion.
Yeah, where women can't go to school.
Kind of strict. They have to wear those, what are they called, the hijabs?
Yeah, and they can't drive.
On their heads, and they're not supposed to drive. So that, of course, causes problems. And the Syrian refugee crisis is a severe global challenge.
Yes.
Something severe when it is very strong or very high in degree. It's an extreme problem. It's a global challenge, not just for Europe, but all over the world, one that the EU in particular is likely to face for years to come. And, you know, I believe that there are probably people here in Taiwan who are concerned about this and might want to bring refugees here, although I highly doubt very many of them are going to make it all the way here to Taiwan.
We're quite far away, aren't we?
It's a bit far and a bit expensive to send people here.
Yeah, we really are far.
On perilous journeys across the Indian Ocean to get here. So in any case, we hope this problem can resolve itself sooner than later. Okay, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. But right now we're going to listen once again to our Chinese teacher.
因为难民的人数太多，所以有一些国家已经关闭了他们的边境。第三段的第二个句子提到 ,Moreover, Germany itself has been forced to set a limit on the number of people it can accommodate, and has urged other EU countries to do their part.德国本身已经被迫对它能容纳的人数来加以限制。在英文上面我们讲到呢，对什么加上限制可以使用的片语是 set a limit on。所以因此德国就希望力促呢其他的欧盟国家也可以尽他们的责任。Do their part. 在这里有个重要的动词 urge 就是有催促或力劝的意思。Urge somebody to do something. 或者你也常看到 urge 后面可以用 that 加主词再加 should 再加原形动词而 should 是可以省略的。举个例子来说朋友们力劝我申请那份工作就可以说 My friends urged that I apply for the job. 最后一段的第一句提到 The various governments also have to manage conflicts between their own citizens and the refugees. 其实呢不同的政府也必须要处理国内的公民跟难民之间的冲突。在这里的 manage 就是有去处理的意思。最后一句提到 The Syrian refugee crisis is a severe global challenge, one that the EU in particular is likely to face for years to come. 提到了叙利亚的难民危机是一项非常严峻的全球性挑战。Global Challenge, 而这样的挑战是欧盟在未来的数年都必须可能要面对的。在这里我们用这个 one 来当作是 a global challenge 的同位语然后补充说明它的相关资讯。以上就是今天的课文讲解谢谢收听。
Thanks for joining us, folks. We hope you enjoyed hearing more about the latest. The best thing you can do is just tune in to your news programs.Maybe watch some news in English occasionally. That'll help your English progression and progress. We're really glad you could join us, and we hope you'll come back soon. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.